Good morning. That sounds great. It's good to see you, and you look good today. Welcome. And I mean, there are Sundays we say nothing, and you can conclude what you, but today you look fantastic. Quite recently, a number of our youth, along with five adults, went west to North Dakota to do some special work in ministry and learning with some fascinating people. The people who went, who are here today, are going to be sharing leadership in today's service. We look forward very much to hearing from the youth team and from their sponsors. Art Fair begins this week. If you are new to the community and don't know what Art Fair is, we invite you to ask someone. There's nothing like it. And it means that our parking lot is going to be filled up with the large, large vehicles of vendors who sell at the fair. So visits to the church office have to be limited this week. And you may even want to call ahead of time if you need to come have exchanges with someone here. It is still on for next Sunday also, not until Sunday afternoon at 1, but our lot is going to be filled with those vehicles. We have an arrangement, the city has done this in cooperation with us, for the parking lot across the street to be free for those who are coming to church. You will be given a voucher if you want to park in that structure. One of our people will be there as you enter. We'll hand it to you, and that will prove you're a good church-going person, and they will let you on in. It also gives you a pass to be at the art fair free of charge through into the afternoon. If you are someone who normally parks in our disabled parking area, would you let us know? Sue Ellen Glover in particular is there. Stacy is here. Those are probably the two most likely to be able to help you immediately, and Sue Ellen is the best choice by way.
But today, Stacy would like to make a little addition to something you said a moment ago. While it's true that you can pick up a voucher on your way into the parking garage next Sunday, if you are here today and know that you will be here next Sunday or think that you might, it's going to be a little more efficient if you go ahead and pick up a voucher today. So we do have vouchers at the information counter, but if you don't get one today or if you get one and leave it at home, there will be people. A person, Pete, is going to have those at the parking garage next Sunday.
I love doing the back and forth. We still need someone to volunteer, correct me if I'm wrong, Sue Ellen, Saturday 3 to 5 to help watch the lot. It's a lot of fun. You sit there and greet people and have a good time with some of our folks there. 3 to 5 this Saturday. We could still use a person or a hand. Oh, it's done. Thank you. Thank you. No, it's not. And finally, just a heads up, we are having our annual church picnic on the first Sunday of August. That's August 6th. You'll hear more about it, but we'd like for you to reserve the time now. It happens after our church service here on Sunday, August 6th. Other announcements are in your order of worship insert. We want to welcome not only those of you who are regular attenders and those of you just back from some travels, but especially those of you who are not with us usually and some who may not have been here before. We are delighted that we have visitors as well as ongoing members here. Welcome. The hour of our worship now begins. We enter into it with intention, readiness, and openness to what the living Spirit of God might offer us here today, and what we might offer in return. Let us worship God.
Please stand for the invocation. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the way your love inspires us to gather and to love. Help us know your love more and more while we worship today. Amen.
Thank you.
prophet Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The word of the Lord. Lord.
So let us pray. You, the source of all that is kind, and the source of all that is true, you are nearer to us than our own breath. Your Spirit is holding all things in one love. Keep us from the illusion of separateness. Wean us away from our insecurities and anxieties. Deliver us from the bad habits of judging each other, and from our addictions and obsessions, and from the stinginess of our love, the smallness of our faith. Help us more and more to yield ourselves to the light, and help us rise toward the fullness of what you have called us to be. We pray now for those in your world who have little reason for joy, for those who are painfully alone, for those who with good reason are frustrated and angry, and for those who are sad or frightened or feeling as if they have no hope. May people in such need find glimmers of new possibilities, signs of your presence and of your creative purpose to make a way where there was no way. And may people like us forever be witnesses to such possibility. There are some who are closer to our own immediate circle of care as a congregation, and we pray now for these by name. For Bill and Jenny McKeachy, Helen Louise Bowser, Nancy Rushton, Juanita Dieterle, Pat Huber, Iris Martin, Ethan Wright, Wally Jordan, Saul Charlie, Logan Sweet, Paul Ferrahy, Dottie Kassler, Jody Wilt, for the family and friends of the 15 Marines and the sailor who died in the helicopter crash this week, for Peter Mortensen, Deborah Glick, John Wallace, the Jones family, for Kay, Bob, and Barb, for Jim Terrace, for Jim and Jason, for Kim and Jason Weaver. And now we make our personal prayers to you in silence. Believing that you know us, and that you care for us, and that you desire all in the end to be set free, we offer all these, our longings and our love, praying together in the name of Jesus as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
And now I'd like to invite the children forward for time as children would sing.
Preschool, one of her preschools, she got to do a thing called the mystery bag. My guess is you've experienced this maybe before. It's where there's something inside of a bag, you don't know what's in there, and you're given clues and you have to try to guess. Can you play this guessing game with me? Okay. The thing in my bag has a handle. Ooh, maybe a flashlight. Let me give you the next clue. It's not for your hair. It is not for your hair. Oh. Oh, maybe. Okay, baseball bat. The teens used it a lot on their mission trip. Ooh, so let's listen again. It has a handle. It is not for your hair. And the teens used it a lot during their mission trip. Andrew, what do you think? Ooh, maybe a hammer. Oh, maybe a paintbrush. Maybe a screwdriver. Let's see what it is. It is. It's a paintbrush, not the kind of brush you use for your hair. It has a handle, and the teenagers did use it. You know, this thing about show and tell, this is like a way to do show and tell. We love to do show and tell. Kids love show and tell. Grown-ups love to do show and tell, share about things in their lives. And that's what's going to happen today. I love this. We get to hear about the teens and the grown-ups that went on their mission trip. And they're going to show us and tell us about how good God is. That's what they went and did, too. They went to go say, hey, I want to show you and tell you about how good God's love is. And the people there said, hey, we want to show you, too, how good God's love is. So I invite you to listen really carefully. Coming up now, we're going to have our gospel reading, and then the teenagers are going to come up and the grown-ups, and they're going to tell us about their time. So I invite you to listen carefully, like you're trying to figure out a mystery bag, and listen to how good God is as they share about their time. And then after church, they're going to have a slideshow to show pictures of their trip. And I hope that you will come and see those. That'll be down by the fellowship hall. We'll have lemonade on the lawn too, and you can go and see those pictures to show and tell that God is good. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for being a God that is worthy of being told about and shown in our actions. Help us remember to always choose to show and tell about how good you are. We thank you for the teenagers and the adults who are going to share more about their trip today. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Before we stand for our gospel lesson, I want to help you remember or relearn or learn. We're not going to stand yet. Before we stand, I'm going to reteach this song that we're going to sing as a response to the gospel, and then we'll also sing it again after the mission team has shared. This is a song that the youth first taught us on Pentecost Sunday, Children and Youth Sunday. This is a song from Nigeria. It's in the Yoruba language, and it's a song praying for God's Spirit to come. And we sing it a cappella, and as you can see, we sing it twice in Yoruba and once in English, and then we can repeat it. The first time that we sing it as the response to the gospel lesson, we're just going to sing it all through once. We won't repeat it. Those of you who remember it when I start singing it, if you'll just sing along with me, and then those of you who don't remember it or don't know it, you'll catch on to it really quickly because it's easy. But I'm not going to sing right into the mic. Wah, 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 M-M-E-M-O. Come on. would you stand for our gospel reading? This is the gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The word of the Lord.
Wow, wow, wow,
So this group of 13, okay, tell me where to stand, Sam. This group of 13 left Ann Arbor on June 18th in the wee hours of the morning and flew west to North Dakota, where we went to the Spirit Lake Reservation, which is part of the Dakota tribe, or it's the Sioux, part of the Sioux Nation. Dakota and Lakota live on the reservation. And we went to work with United Methodist missionaries there who have a ministry center there on the reservation. Many of us in our congregation over the last little while have been trying to study and learn about issues of race in our country, and very connected to issues of race are issues of colonialism and our whole history as a nation, and also how religion plays into all of that. And we've been trying to come to terms with what it means to have privilege, to not have privilege, and the many difficult, long-term, embedded, systemic issues in all of that. This is the second time we've had a youth mission team go to a reservation, and it's a very eye-opening experience when you begin to learn some of the history and see the ongoing effects of the history of our nation with respect to indigenous peoples. So we can give statistics and facts and figures about any particular reservation, knowing that that is really just a snapshot of a long story of abuse and oppression and difficulties, challenges. Spirit Lake Nation is, like most reservations, covers a lot of land area, but has a small population itself. It's less than 7,000 people. And because there are so few people on so much land, there's a lot of isolation. And yet, they struggle with many of the same issues that you would find in an inner city, but without the sort of infrastructure and resources that you would have in a city. Also, the statistics of the sorts of things that they grapple with
go beyond what you would see in the inner city. At Spirit Lake, they have an unemployment rate of around 43%. They have huge issues with domestic abuse and child abuse. They have drug issues that have risen to such epidemic proportions that the tribe 2 years ago actually declared a state of emergency over the drug issue. Not just abuse of drugs and addiction, but the trafficking of drugs. Poverty and I would say almost a societal depression is endemic on this reservation, and this reservation is not unique among the reservations. So these were some of the issues that were at play and are at play at the reservation. We weren't going to fix poverty, drug addiction, abuse, or the long history of colonialism and privilege and how religion plays into that. We were going to work with these missionaries with open hearts and open minds and to try to learn and to try to be a light and to know that we were just trying to be available to God's Spirit and to see God already at work where we were going. And now we want to share a little bit about that experience. So today we are going to tell you a story about wind.
Jesus talks about wind. Once in the middle of the night, a religious leader named Nicodemus came to him with questions.
He was challenged by the fact that Jesus' teachings conflicted with what a lot of Nicodemus and the other leaders were doing and saying. He was trying to understand.
Jesus talked to him about the power of the Spirit of God, which is not something that people, even the people who think they're in charge, can control.
He compared the Spirit to the wind.
He said the Spirit blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes.
It's the same way with God's Spirit. God acts in the ways God chooses to act, even when it doesn't conform to our previous understandings or our current expectations.
You can't control the wind. You can fight it, or you can move with it. You can go against it, or you can go with it. You can fear it, or you can enjoy it.
It's the same with God.
Of wind.
It was colder than we expected and than before.
The wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
We sang and prayed the words, Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders.
This is a prayer that no limits on our trust and to be willing to go where the Spirit loves.
So we went to North Dakota, praying and trusting that God would lead us, fill us, and use us. And here is what we did.
An elder in the community, Miss Gloria, had fallen on her neck a few months ago because it had been painted with the wrong paint. It was too slick. So we stripped, sanded, and repainted her neck in a color of her choosing, with paint that had some texture. And when we were done, we prayed a blessing over the deck for Miss Gloria.
But we were the ones who felt blessed.
Some of us helped out with the kids' camp. Each afternoon, about 25 kids, ages 5 to 17, came to the mission center for a hot lunch, crafts, a lesson, a snack, and games. For some of the kids, it's the only hot meal they get in a day. For some, it's the only meal of any kind they get in a day.
The kids' camp was hard for us. We were surprised because the kids weren't very friendly. A lot of them didn't seem to want us there. It wasn't a very warm and fuzzy experience.
Later, we learned more about the deep distrust that many people on the reservation had about white people. We knew that their tribe had suffered a lot at the hands of the American government over the centuries. But what we didn't know was that these sufferings are not just distant memories. There are people still on the reservation today who tell stories of the abuse that they endured at the boarding school. The boarding schools were run by the churches, so the abuse they suffered, it wasn't just from the white people, but it was from white religious people.
Like us. We learned that it takes a long time to build trust when so much pain has been caused for so long. And 5 days in the community, that's just not enough to gain the people's trust.
In fact, Mike and Libby Flowers, the missionaries at the Spirit Lake Ministry Center, have been there for 9 years now, just developing relationships and offering help and support in any way that they can. And it was only in the last year that people from the tribe started coming to worship services there at the Ministry Center. It took 8 years for Mike and Libby to just listen and learn and love before they built that kind of trust.
So our present at Kids Camp, was it how it felt to us to be there, or about whether or not the kids there liked us? It was about how it felt to Mike and Levy continue to make a long-term investment in this relationship.
Even though the kids didn't always act like they were happy we were there, I was surprised at how grateful the adults seemed to be. To me, it's strange given the history. I don't know if I would have been that lucky, especially given the level of neglect and disrespect our government has shown me. I would be very grateful, and I don't know if I would have been that lucky.
But the community did welcome.
So kind and grateful for our work.
I learned that some of the people there are not what people said they were. Like Miss Gloria, who was really nice. We showed her and her community that we really did care about them by doing work for them. We showed them that Jesus loves them through our actions.
And we were reminded over and over again that Jesus loves us, too.
I saw the love of God in all the people we met at the Ministry Center who had come out to also help people. Everyone was just so kind to us.
Well, God and the determination of people to get work done.
And in the trust the people had in letting us help them.
I saw the love of God in the bison.
And in the horses.
In nature, everywhere.
I saw God at work in strengthening the friendships among our youth.
And among our adults.
I love listening to the conversation these kids can on the
work. And I love watching them talk at the end of the day.
God's love for us, for all of us, came through in so many ways.
Every day there, and every day here, there is an invitation for us to experience God's love and to look for how God is working and to follow God's Spirit in the direction of that love. The wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
Just like random toys.
There were broken windows and broken doors.
Old tires.
There was a little
car.
It's a box TV.
We hauled it all away from him and took it to the dump.
It was really windy there.
Sometimes when the Spirit of God blows, it pushes you into places like you've never been before, like the dump, to do things you've never done before.
When the Spirit of God blows, sometimes you discover that you are stronger than you knew.
When the Spirit of God blows, even taking out the trash can be an act of love and kindness.
The wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
I felt like it was really sad that Mr. Joseph's whole family abandoned him. He stood up to them when they were selling drugs, but the consequences were that they weren't for him. They didn't know, and he didn't know what the future would be like.
We were all really struck by this, that he did the right thing without knowing what it was going to cost him. That sometimes doing the right thing doesn't feel good. Sometimes sad and difficult things happen because we choose to do the right thing.
It was the right thing for us to spend time with the children, to simply be attentive and loving presence, even when they acted like they didn't want us there. It was the right thing, even though it didn't feel good at the time.
We were just playing our small role as part of a much larger mission.
We didn't get to see what good things will happen in the life. We simply trust that when we do the right things, God uses our efforts in ways beyond what we can see.
The wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. When we went to Mr. Joseph's house, we got to spend time talking with him. Because of his strokes, he is not able to speak very clearly, and it can be hard to understand what he's saying. But he was undeterred. He really wanted to talk with us. And specifically, he wanted to know more about each of us. He asked the whole group about our ethnic heritage. He wanted to know our native roots. So we were all calling out our basic Anglo backgrounds: Scottish, Irish, English, French, German, and one Thai and Burmese. And then I said to Mr. Joseph that most of our group, like many white Americans, had family stories of Native American ancestry in our background, but that most of us don't have any details or really any proof. I said something about how white Americans really like the idea that we're somehow Native American. There's like a mystique that goes with that. We kind of want that without really having had the difficult experience that goes with it. And Mr. Joseph said something I'll never forget. He said, "Indian is in your heart." And he pointed to his heart. And then he said, "Indian is like God, that God is everywhere, but God can also be in your heart if you choose." And I was so struck by the power and the grace of what he was sharing with us, because it is so easy for white Americans to have romantic notions about what it means to be Native American and to wish that we could lay claim to that without having to also lay claim to the horrors of the history. But instead of condemning that, Mr. Joseph offered this beautiful testimony to kinship and to the reality that we can make the choice to belong to each other in our hearts and in our actions.
Being Native American is a matter of internal attitude and outward choices. Then the question is, what does it mean to be Native American?
Due to that, of course. But one thing we saw that it means at Spirit Lake is community.
We saw it in how the tribal council makes sure the most vulnerable in the community are taken care of. We saw it in how they passed this care on. When Joseph was strong, he was the one helping take care of the weak. Now that he is weak and vulnerable, others are making sure he is taken care of, and we got to be a part of that.
One night, we had a culture night. An elder came and spoke with our group, and drummers and dancers from the tribe performed. Drumming is a form of prayer, and so is the dancing. And they shared their prayer and their community with us.
Afterwards, I talked with one of the dancers. She is in college studying environmental science. She told me her goal when she is done is to come back to Spirit Lake and focus on her work on protecting the bison herd there. She said, "I want to do something that's important and lasting in my community." In the same way, drummers were also working on something lasting in their community. The drummers, all men, had their children up there with them, some of them very young, and they invited the kids to come and sit with them and hold the instruments and help sing, and they taught the boys the songs. They did all of this while they were performing. I felt that's not something that we do. If we're going to have a performance as adults,
last night at Spirit Lake, we had a worship service with the other teens who had come to help. Pastor Mike preached, and he told us the story of a work project he and a team had done a previous summer. They had gone to a particularly troubled part of the reservation, a small community with a lot of drug and crime and abuse problems, and they went there and put together a playground.
Indians.
The theme beneath the problems and the history behind the problems Native American communities currently face is more than we can fix or even comprehend.
But the good we can do when we follow God's Spirit is also more than we can comprehend or imagine.
This isn't just true for mission trips. It's for every day, right where we are.
There is so much pain in the world. But there is so much power, too. That power is the power of God's Spirit to do good, to do love, to do justice, to do kindness, to do more than we can imagine through you and through me. The wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. The Dakota people have a beautiful prayer we would like to close with. It uses different names from God than we often use, but it speaks of a gorgeous truth. It goes like this. Grandfather, Great Spirit, you have been always, and before you, nothing has been. There is no one to pray to but you. The star nations all over the heavens are yours, and yours are the grasses of the earth. You are older than all need, older than all pain and prayer. Grandfather, Great Spirit, look upon your children, that they may face the winds and walk the good road to the day of quiet. Grandfather, Great Spirit, fill us with the light. Give us with the light. Give us the strength to understand and eyes to see. Teach us to walk the soft earth as relatives to all that live. Help us, for without you, we are nothing. Amen.
By God's Spirit, God gives us everything. Now is our opportunity to give back. We make our offerings, including the offering of our connection cards, with open hearts, with joy, with gratitude.
Thank you.
We do praise you, O Lord our God. We praise you with these gifts. We praise you with our words. We want to praise you with our lives. Take all of it. Use it for the great love of your great heart through your great spirit. Amen. Relatives as one of one another, let us offer one another signs of peace and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
Amen.